BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States Senate has approved the appointment of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. 52 Republicans voted in favor of confirming Ms. Barrett to the lifetime post. A single Republican senator joined 47 Democratic colleagues in voting against. Our Washington correspondent, Lebu Diseko, was following developments.
For conservatives, this is a huge victory. I mean, Donald Trump has, this will be his third Supreme Court justice that he's had confirmed. The last three presidents each served two terms and they each got two justices confirmed. So this is historic. As to what it might do in terms of the election, how people might feel about that, there is a feeling that it is his base, it is conservatives, it's people that might have already been in his corner that will be really pleased by this. And maybe it might energize Democratic supporters to come out.
Protests against coronavirus restrictions have turned violent in several major Italian cities. Luxury stores have been ransacked and demonstrators have clashed with police. Charlotte Gallagher reports.
The unrest has been sparked by the Italian government's decision to bring in tougher measures across the country to curb the rising infection rate. Bars and restaurants now have to close by 6 p.m. and gyms, cinemas and theatres have been shut. Clashes have been reported in Milan, Turin and Naples. Smoke bombs and Molotov cocktails were thrown at police, who responded with tear gas. In Turin, designer shops like Gucci were ransacked by demonstrators. The Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte, has said the regulations will allow Italians to be more relaxed by Christmas.
The World Health Organization has warned that further restrictions on movement could be necessary to bring the resurgence of coronavirus back under control, and that sacrifices would have to be made. But the WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said countries could not and should not give up the fight. An apparent criticism of the White House Chief of Staff, who suggested the Trump administration was not trying to control the pandemic, but rather to develop vaccines.
No one wants more so-called lockdowns. But if we want to avoid them, we all have to play our part. The fight against this pandemic is everybody's business.
Police in the Netherlands have arrested a man suspected of having been involved in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. The 71-year-old, a former bank clerk and pharmacy owner from the capital Kigali, is accused of drawing up a list of Tutsis to be killed. Around 800,000 people lost their lives during the 100-day genocide. Rwanda has requested his extradition. World News from the BBC.